You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
There's an unidentified member of the U.S. women's gymnastics team in Tokyo that has tested positive for COVID. All we know is that she's a teenager with Miles and Michaela Skinner. They are in their 20s, so it's an unidentified Olympic gymnast for the USA who has tested positive.
That's not good.
Get a load of this. Also, a tennis player for the U.S. Olympic women's tennis team is out after she tested positive. Ugh. The biggest surprise there is that I didn't know tennis was part of the Olympics.
I would think so.
I didn't know. I've never watched Olympic tennis before.
Tennis makes me uncomfortable.
I didn't know. It makes you uncomfortable. Oh, the grunting. That's what it sounds like. What else is going on? Oh, quickly, a news story that I found interesting. The Lego company has created a prototype brick that they've now made from recycled plastic that somehow manages to live up to their rigorous standards. And those are some... If you've ever read anything about how Legos are made and the incredibly minute... Let me put it this way. It's one of the most strongly engineered pieces of material in the world.
They all got to fit together, don't they?
It's crazy, but they've come up with this new way of making their plastic for their bricks from bottles, and they say it was not easy to do. They spent something like 3 years testing variations of various recycled materials to find the perfect process, and they think it'll be at least another year before they make it onto store shelves. There are something like half a trillion Lego bricks that have been made since the company started. The human mind can't even wrap its brain around a million, let alone a billion,
so
let
many.
Alone half a trillion.
I think they'd
Lego
be a little
bricks.
Cheaper then if there were so many of them. This is such a perfect fit. I mean, what took Lego so long to do this? I understand it took 3 years to engineer this, but what a perfect fit for this company that is making money off plastic blocks to not have recycled plastic blocks. So it's a good fit.
What else is trending?
Good day for guys today. Today is National Get Out of the Doghouse Day. So if you're in trouble with your significant other, well, today's your day to say, hey, point at the counter and be like, oh, I'm a good boy now.
That sounds like you, because you tend to get in trouble with Nicole.
I was such a good boy this weekend.
I know, but the last time you were in the doghouse, what had you done?
I don't ever get in the doghouse.
Oh, come on.
I really don't.
You've told me many times about Nicole's mad
at
me.
Oh, it's just little stuff. You know, the laundry, the dishes.
But what's the last thing you did?
I don't know. I don't keep track of that kind of stuff, Tom. I just live my life. I'm not going to let her bring me down.
I'm going to text her.
I was a good boy this weekend. I put up a ceiling fan for her this weekend.
You
on like a 20-foot ceiling. I should send you the picture. I had to put the ladder on top of the coffee table and then go to like the top step of the ladder to hang it.
Oh, man. I wish
I could have died this weekend.
I wish the dog had run through at that moment.
She was down there holding it, looking up at me, going, ah. She could have shook that baby and dropped me down, man. She had her chance.
Doesn't she have insurance on you?
Yeah, she does.
Life
like
insurance?
I said, she could have. You could have been living large today.
How much life insurance you got on you?
$7-8 million, man. Yeah.
What else is trending?
Biggest celebrity, air quotes, news of the weekend that rapper and DJ Biz Markie passed away on Friday. Only 57 years old. No word on the cause of death. He did suffer two strokes and was hospitalized due to complications from type 2 diabetes. So that could be part of it. Basically, just one hit. The Just a Friend back in 89.
But an iconic song.
But an iconic song, you know?
Didn't it win like MTV Video Award in 2?
Something like that. And then he collaborated with a bunch of other people. He was in Men in Black and various TV shows. And so he was kind of a pop culture icon.
I know when he recorded Just a Friend, you know, his chorus of that song is what's legendary, right?
You got what I need.
Yeah. He allegedly tried to get some big stars at the time to record that for him so he didn't have to. And nobody would take him up on it. So he just said, all right, I guess I'll just do it myself.
Yeah.
And that And I'm so glad he
did. That's what made him famous.
Yeah.
And there you go. There's that. New singing show coming. Fox is coming out with a new competition show this fall called Alter Ego. It'll air after The Masked Singer. On Wednesdays, Alanis Morissette, Will.i.am, Nick Lachey, and Grimes will be judges. Contestants will perform as their dream avatar using motion capture and visual effects to become the performer that they've always wanted to be. So basically, it's going to be an avatar singing, and you're not going to be able to see the person actually singing. So you're basically just going to have to go off of their voice, like the TV show The Voice. So they're kind of mixing Masked Singer and The Voice into one. And you know what? People will sit on the couch and mouth breathe and watch this.
It'll be a
huge success. It really will.
I just would like to drive down the street with some sort of little device that tells me when somebody is in their house watching that. Stop, walk in the door, walk over to the couch, and slap the person across the face. Walk back out.
What
drive
do you got
off.
Against people singing? Enjoying
stupid
people singing.
Shows.
Come on. Let's go back a step and talk about the Olympics. These stories roll around every time the Olympics pop up. It's like how randy the athletes get there in Olympic Village. Apparently, they're all over each other out there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's talk now that the Olympic officials in Tokyo are trying to curtail the naughtiness by making athletes sleep on cardboard beds. Now, it's a Japanese company called Airweave, and the frames are made from cardboard. And the mattresses are made from plastic fibers.
Sounds comfy.
Joke's on them. Plastic fibers make me hot. Anyway, the beds are fine for one person, but if two get on there, the beds collapse. Like, that'll stop somebody.
I was gonna say.
Really?
Who needs a bed?
Are these plastic fibers? One gymnast was over there, and he posted a video of him jumping on the beds, and they look pretty sturdy. So I don't know if this no sexy time thing is true, but they're also passing out prophylactics, Dom. They do this every time the Olympics roll around,
sure.
too.
It was
who cares?
Something like, how many hundreds of thousands did they hand out the last Olympics or something?
A million, wasn't there?
Because it was down in Rio, wasn't it?
But who cares? I mean, yes, great. They're encouraging safe sexy time, but who cares if they're getting busy on the cardboard bed? They're releasing some stress. They're going to compete. And then one final thing for all the doggy lovers. There's this website in England called OnBuy. Who knows what that is? But they commissioned a study to find out which words dogs love the most. And they didn't analyze tail wags. They analyzed their BPMs, their beats per minute on their heart. Number one thing the doggies love hearing, going for a walk.
Oh, sure.
I know my dog starts doing that weird when you say walk.
What about the word treat?
Number two. Well, three is treat. Two is dinner, food, or eat. Three is treat.
Mm.
Get it, fetch. Good boys on the list. What's that?
Now we're back to the Olympic
their
athletes.
Their name? Get it. I want to see this study done on humans. What
sure.
words get our heart, you know?
Pasta.
Pizza.
Yeah.
All right, let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
Find us on Facebook. It's Dom and Jeremy on the FB. I posted a link to where you can check out a 21-foot-tall bottle of soap. It's 2,500 pounds. Exactly. Why? It's from some beauty company called Soapbox, and naturally they're promoting their soap, but they're couching it as reminding people to continue to wash their hands, whatever it is. It's a 21-foot-tall bottle of soap, and it's on our Facebook. Search Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.